Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of The Affair After Show. I'm your host, April Wissenhant. Tonight with me,
I am Lim Gonzalez, and I'm very excited to be here with my girl April. What's up, everybody?
Me too. What's up?
Yes.
Well, another crazy, amazing episode.
Yes.
I mean, just so much happening tonight. So much different stuff happening between their stories.
Yes.
So I'm kind of excited to like really get into the meat of that.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and start off with Noah, part one. So something that I noticed a lot tonight was the idea of honesty being brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he's speaking with Harry, the book publisher, editor, whatever kind of guy he is, he tells Noah that he has an honest face. Did that stand out to you at all?
Well, I think it's very interesting that he said that, because obviously the show is based on, you know, having an affair.
Right.
So he's obviously being dishonest with his family.
Right.
He's being dishonest with the people around him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's lying to everyone.
Right.
So for him to say that he has an honest face, I think it was pertinent for the plot, because he is very dishonest.
Right.
So
I kind of think, but you know what's weird is I agreed with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he has an honest face when it comes to Allison's parts.
Uh-huh.
But when it's his part, I feel like he seems very genuine all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever he's speaking to someone. And like, he does kind of have an honest face, even though he's lying through his teeth all the time.
Right. And which also could mean that is why he's able to get away with the things he's getting away with.
Right.
Because, you know, people think he is being honest and being genuine. He's this writer. He's able to speak very well.
Mm-hmm.
Allison at one point, you know, compared him to her grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Because he tells stories.
Mm-hmm.
And but the grandfather, I took that as the grandfather always never was quite telling the truth.
Right.
Which it kind of, even though she wasn't meaning it that way,
mm-hmm.
it was interesting that he said it that, because it really meant that he's not telling the truth either.
Exactly, yeah. And I thought that honest,
mm-hmm.
also I thought how this episode kind of started off where he was, you know, with his wife,
mm-hmm.
And he tells her, don't wake up. We also see later in the episode where she is
says
with her husband
him.
And says the
says,
same
don't
thing.
Wake up.
I know, that's kind of, that.
Right.
We'll talk more about that later, but I just thought about that's kind of interesting.
And it's funny, too, because in the last episode, the same thing happened. I can't remember what it was actually that was said,
mm-hmm.
but they both said the same thing. And I want to say this is probably going to be a recurring theme,
mm-hmm.
within their stories, that there's going to be one tying element that they both say the same thing.
Right. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So Harry, the book publisher guy, he's,
yes.
You know, asking Noah, what's the new book going to be about?
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely kind of going off the top of his head, since we know that he doesn't really have an idea
right.
of what he's writing about yet.
Right.
But from what he starts telling Harry, it seems like he is talking, or he's going to write about an affair.
Right.
And it seems very similar to what he and Allison are going through.
Oh,
already.
Absolutely.
Except for the zinger at the end.
Right.
Where he's like, what makes it different? You know,
mm-hmm.
what, I've read this book before. What's going to make yours different? What's going to make me want to read it? And he
right.
says, well, in the end, he kills the woman.
Right.
Because it's going to be about an affair,
mm-hmm.
and they're both going to be married, but then he's going to kill her. Which kind of, I'm like, is this, are you trying to tell us something?
So I'll ask you then, did you think that that was a precursor to what is going on? Because obviously we know that the story is hinging. Their stories are based on what they're telling to this detective.
Right.
We know at this point there has been, he's investigating a murder.
Mm-hmm.
We thought originally it was an accident. He's now saying that it's a murder.
Right.
He's asking them both on separate occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Are in separate entities. And so did you think that that was a precursor to where, you know, someone, you know, Allison is going to die for real? Mm-hmm. Or did you take it as he just put that spin on it so it could come away from what is actually happening? Because everything he said up to that point is right. What's happening now.
I think it was kind of a little bit of both, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Because, you know, like you said, we do know that there's been a murder. Obviously, Allison is alive at this point because right. the detective is also interviewing her. But I think that it is telling us something about that they are actually really connected with a murder. That's kind of what it gave me. I don't because I don't necessarily know if I feel like at this point he is the one that actually murdered someone. Mm-hmm. But I think it was a little bit of both. He was trying to, you know, I think he kind of realized it clicked in his mind, like, wait, I'm saying too much about what is actually happening right. in my life right now, so let's change it up. But it's kind of interesting that it's the murder perspective now that we know that someone was for sure killed.
Well, too, if you think about it, this is on his version right. of what happened. So right. he's telling this story right. to the detective. And my thing is, I wouldn't say anything about murder.
Heck no.
To someone who's investigating a murder.
No.
Even if I didn't do it, just to give an inkling of seeing that I could be guilty of something.
Right.
So I thought that was kind of flippant on his part mm-hmm. to say that. But I think it was, you know, he's supposedly telling the truth
right.
to the detective. And if that's actually happened, I think he just did it to impress, right. You know, Harry,
right.
The book person.
And I mean, I was impressed. I kind of want to read that book.
Yeah. Like, the fake book.
Yeah, exactly. The fake book. So from there, you know, we see him. He goes to the restaurant mm-hmm. where Allison works. And she's not there. He's clearly, you know, he obviously wants to see her because he pays $100 for six t-shirts or four or five t-shirts, however many.
I think it was like five.
Yeah. So he obviously wants to see her. And we see him speak with Oscar Hodges, mm-hmm. Allison's boss, who we see a lot this episode.
Right.
And definitely becomes a bigger, more important character. Something that I was kind of thinking about is that it's laying the groundwork for a lot of people to see the beginning of the affair. Like, I feel like this is something that we could see maybe, you know, in future episodes where they're right. kind of like, oh, I remember seeing this person. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like he's already starting to make silly mistakes. Like, you don't show up at this chick's work right. after you were just there. She was your right. waitress. Like, the fact that they remember him is, I think, already, you know, it's kind of popping up on my radar as a mistake.
Well, I think overall, they're making a lot of mistakes. Again, these are both their versions that we're seeing.
Right.
But even if you look at both of their versions intently, they are making mistakes.
Right.
You know, and the same thing happened last episode. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there was the portion when they were kissing mm-hmm. and then the guy kind of walks up and he asks her, he's like, do you know that guy?
Right.
And she's like, no. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of backs away. And this is her version, of course.
Right.
And she, you know, backs away and, you know, says, we can't do this now. This mm-hmm. is my town. I live here, mm-hmm. which, and it's funny because this whole thing is in this very small seaside mm-hmm. town. Mm-hmm. And it's like where everyone knows everybody for the most part.
Right.
So it's like for you to even try to have an affair anywhere, mm-hmm. It seems like it would be futile because right. someone's going to spot you.
Exactly.
But yet they're kissing, you know, in the library mm-hmm. where there's people.
Right.
They're on the beach, same thing. It's like, you know, you almost, you know, are throwing caution to the wind
right.
when it comes to this. But I feel like there's something that they cannot get away from. You
right.
know, there's an attraction there. They're both married, obviously, both not happy. Mm-hmm. We do know that. Mm-hmm. But they are both married. But there's attraction there that keeps getting them, even though they know it's wrong.
Right.
Keeps pushing them together.
Right. Well, that's something, you know, the library thing. That's one of the scenes that was so completely, completely different in both of their versions.
Yes.
Because, you know, his version, it's he goes to the restaurant, mm-hmm. she's not there, so okay, whatever, where is the library near?
Right.
He asked the girl. And then I took away from that Allison just kind of happened to be at the library. They never in his version say anything about, oh, why is she there? Right. Or how does she know that he's there?
Like it wasn't intentional.
Yeah. And she walks, something that I thought was kind of huge was that she walked up on him, you know, as he pulled his book out of the thing and read, the dedication, what, I wrote it down because I thought it was, so important. He says, for Helen, who makes the world seem good.
Right.
And Allison walks up right as he's reading that dedication mm-hmm. and sees that no one has checked his book out, which made me kind of sad.
That was actually,
I'm like, oh, he sees his book and he's excited. And then he opens it and there's, no checkouts. No person.
Right.
But so they go from there. And this was such a huge difference for me because in her version, he kisses her.
Right.
You know, he texts her about coming to the library. She calls or whatever. And in his, he's like, oh, hi, you're here. And then they go outside where he then tells her, you know, this can't happen anymore. I'm a married man, yada, yada, yada. Well, it actually was her telling him that because she knew exactly, you know, from his demeanor, from his attitude, what he was going to say to her. And so it's, that part is so completely different from where he is telling her this can't happen. And then in her version, he kisses her and whatever. It's like, it's so hard for me in that portion. I kind of believed him because I feel like he has an honest face, you know, he got me in that part because it seemed, I was like, that seems like it could actually really happen. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems more real than what happened in her version. But, and because he does seem to actually feel bad for everything that's happening.
Some remorse to him.
He feels remorse in his version.
Right.
So it's that, you know, that was a huge difference, which we haven't seen, I feel like, that big of a difference in the past episodes.
Well, this particular episode, definitely the differences were very vast. Mm-hmm. And I think if it continues the way it's going, we'll probably see it even more. So after they get into the actual affair and the chain events, cause they're kind of still scratching the surface. Mm-hmm. But I think when they get full fledged, as we saw, in the upcoming episode, when they really get down and dirty with it, I think the versions will be distinctly different. I will say though, and I don't know if you noticed, but I have noticed that in each of their versions, the other person is the aggressor.
Oh yeah. Because they want to make themselves feel innocent. They want to be like their own hero.
Exactly.
And justify what they're doing. Like, oh, I was so, because in his, she's definitely the temptress, you know? And
absolutely.
He does admit, or you can tell that he admits to like looking at her because, you know, the camera will zoom down to a certain area. And she's like the flirty little girl who's just, oh, whatever. And then in her version, she's always, you know, the very depressed, very vulnerable woman. And here's this, you know, charming author in town. And he's, you know, it's just completely different. So they definitely are, you know, they're trying to make themselves look a little better.
Sure.
In their own mind.
And you can even see, too, like they also, even though they'll show the other person as the aggressor, they'll also show the other person, themselves as being the tormented. So if you look at in the scene with Allison, when she's at the beach and then you see the blood.
Right.
And then you see that the marks, which basically indicates that she's been cutting.
Right.
Which is very telltale. So, of course, if she's telling her story and she's obviously dealing with this and she's a cutter or whatever, it makes her look more vulnerable.
Right.
It makes it look like, you know, she has really, whatever part she's played is very downgraded because of what she's going through. So yeah, it's, and then in his version, of course, his thing is, you know, his mother-in-law, well, his in-laws, period, because Bruce is a piece of work, you know, and the wife is really no better, his wife. And so in the way she was kind of really getting in on him about like not making money because they're all about money. And, you know, of course, and we know in previous episodes, he's borrowed money. Now we find out he's borrowed a lot of money.
Right. Or they pay given for the private school for their kids. Right. Apparently.
Exactly. So, you know, to help them. And his thing is like, oh, I'm very appreciative, but it's like they're kind of pushing it in his face.
Right.
So, it is. It's one of those things where you try to make yourself look better than what's going on. I would like to see, I don't think they're going to do this, but an actual version. So like, it in three parts.
Yeah.
And it'd be like an actual of what really happened. Not just their versions, but you know, it's kind of the premise of the show.
Maybe we'll get it later.
Yeah.
In the season.
Maybe after they're talking to, and that's the thing too. Well, I don't want to get too much into predictions. Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll talk about that later. Okay. So after they, even after he tells her this, and it's still in his version that he wants to, you know, they can't, this can't happen anymore, whatever, let's just be friends, which is that ever gonna, you know, that's never gonna work. You can't have an affair with someone and sleep with someone and then be like, let's be chummy. Right. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So she takes him to the marina, mm-hmm. And they're going to look at some fish because his book is going to be about a fisherman in mm-hmm. Montauk. So basically we see we meet one of Cole's brothers, so mm-hmm. her brother-in-law, and there is clearly no love lost between this guy. His name is Scotty, right. between Allison and him. So that's something that it definitely intrigued me. I want to know what their beef is, because they were talking about, you know, going to the town hall meeting right. that night. It was very obvious that she was just not okay with him. Mm-hmm. But it's another person laying the groundwork for another person to see the two of them together.
Correct.
Because, I mean, this is a public place. This is her brother-in-law.
Right.
And it goes back to how they all say, you know, this is a small town. Everybody mm-hmm. knows everybody. So, of course, she's going to run into someone somewhere. And so it's like her brother-in-law is seeing this is the first time Scotty's met him, but they were going to see the fisherman
correct.
Brother-in-law.
Correct.
And this is the second time that he's seen him with yes. Allison at this point. So it's like, I mean, if you're going to have an affair, isn't an affair supposed to be secretive?
Well, and that's the thing. I think they're not really, again, they're not thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I think because both of them are at this place, you know, where they feel that, you know, something needs to happen between them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've probably never been in the situation, either of them.
Right.
So it's not like there's a manual for having an affair. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
So, and I think because, like we said before, you know, it's in a small town. Their families are very involved in mm-hmm. the town. Like, you know, both of their families.
Yeah.
His in-laws and then, of course, her immediate family, her mm-hmm. husband's family, all of that. I think the animosity could be stemmed from, you know, the baby mm-hmm. being lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, and we talked about this in the last episode, mm-hmm. Her mother-in-law, Scotty Cole, all their mother
right.
basically was kind of reaming her, saying basically, oh yeah, if you have another child, I'll take care of this one. Meaning like it alludes to she did something wrong
right.
for the baby to die.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know yet. I thought we were going to get more. But
I know.
We did it.
We need some more info on that.
Yeah. I think they're kind of stringing us along.
Mm-hmm. Because I was definitely thought that it was going to be, or that she was so depressed just because her baby died in general. Obviously, that's huge. You know, it's going to make a mother depressed to anyone. But
right.
if the fact that we now know that she probably had something to do with it, not mm-hmm. as, not like killing her baby.
Not
but,
intentionally,
you know,
but yeah, it was some accidental
maybe,
thing that could have been prevented.
It kind of makes a little more sense.
Right.
How she acts. But so after, you know, they leave the marina and everything, he's back at home, they're having dinner, and that's where he hears his mother-in-law, so Helen's mom, mm-hmm. Talking to their daughter about how, oh, when Helen was marrying Noah, I didn't want it to happen. She broke out in hives on the wedding day and everything. And, you know, it's kind of like it's not an elephant in the room because she's clearly talking about it, but she's speaking about him as if he's not there,
he's
which
not
is
there.
So demeaning. And, you know, he's sitting at a table behind her. And at first
right.
I'm like, does she know he's there?
Right.
Because of the way she was speaking about him. But she says, you know, the daughter's like, why, you know, why? What happened?
Right.
And she said he was an idealist and she wanted someone more pragmatic for
mm-hmm.
him. And so he butts in and says, this is about money. Like,
right.
let's be real. And she says, you know, you've borrowed a lot from us. You've seemed to enjoy it. And he's like, it's very appreciated. Of
mm-hmm.
course, you know, thank you. But it's clear that he's very bothered and he should be very bothered by that because
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, that's his family basically saying, I didn't think you were good enough. And they still kind of
don't think that
way.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, Helen does, you know, jump in and say, Mom, don't pick a fight with my husband. She tells him not to take the bait, but obviously he's already taken it. So the mother-in-law walks off and Helen just says, can't change her. And that's not, you know, that's not how a supportive wife
right.
in that situation should act. Obviously, I know, you know, I love my mama and don't want to fight with her as much as I can. But at the same time, there's a line. You know, you have to be supportive of your spouse. That's ultimately, once you're married, the most important relationship in your life.
No, absolutely.
So it kind of, that was one of the things where I've been like, oh, but they seem happy sometimes. Obviously, they have other issues. But it's definitely, you know, that theme is starting to come out that she doesn't necessarily support him how he needs to be supported, I think.
I totally agree. And I think that is a lot of what is the rift in their marriage.
Because
if you think about it, any man, is going to, if he cannot provide fully from his, for his family, mm-hmm. he's going to feel some kind of way.
Right.
He's going to feel emasculated, you know, mm-hmm. depending on the person. But ultimately, you know, if you're the husband and the father, you want to be able to provide your family, care for your family. And right. it's not like he's not doing that. He's, you know, he's a teacher. You know, he's also an author. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, because his wife's family has money mm-hmm. and they continue to, you know, lend the money or give them money mm-hmm. because they have it for right. the sake of the family, he's always going to feel something. I mean, where is he at? Mm-hmm. He's at his in-laws' house
right.
for the entire summer. Mm-hmm. This is not what he wants to do.
No.
This is all his wife wanting to do this. He's going along with it because I feel like he feels obligated because, you know, they've given him money. And then so it's like, okay, well, we take this trip. Mm-hmm. Let's go, what have you. But all the time, you know, he's keep getting bombarded. And I think that's another reason why he's trying to go out mm-hmm. and seek something else mm-hmm. because he's just tired of it. Not only does he get it from his wife, but then he also gets it. You know, it's like that going back to that first episode, first scene, I believe, mm-hmm. When they're getting, you know, it's morning time. I think it's right before they're getting ready to leave.
Right.
He wants to kind of get it cracking in the morning. And then she starts laughing at him. Like in an intimate moment mm-hmm. and he
nothing,
just
nothing will kill the movie
you know
more
what
than
I'm
that.
Saying yeah. and so he's like okay what was that mm-hmm. you know and so I think he's gotten this a lot you know and he's so he gets it from his wife he gets it from his daughter because his daughter his oldest daughter doesn't really respect him very much mm-hmm. so I mean he's getting it all over he's in this situation where he's supposed to be the man of the house and he's not
right and that that's actually I wrote down that exact thing because mm-hmm. it seems like both of them in both of their versions, they kind of step out when something bad is happening, mm-hmm. With their spouses or with their spouse's family.
Right.
You know, we see that obviously in this scene where the grandmother says that and then he leaves to go to the town hall meeting for mm-hmm. research. And then in her version, whenever, she ran into the brother-in-law mm-hmm. and that happened badly. We'll talk about that. But, so, they have that little rift. He goes to the town hall meeting that Allison had told him earlier about at the library. It's over. He runs into Oscar Hodges Oscar there. It's the first person that he sees. And Oscar Hodges tells him, you know, it was okay. The Lockharts got in the way. Mm-hmm. At this point, we don't know what he's talking about. But right. now we know it's because of his plans for the bowling alley that he wants to create. But so then he runs into Allison or sees Allison. She mm-hmm. was saying goodbye to someone and they go, I guess, or to a private area mm-hmm. and they chat a little bit. And something that I was thinking about whenever we were watching the episode at this part, he says, you know, he once again tells her this can't happen. Mm-hmm. This is bad because she kisses him. But then she kind of walks away and is like, I thought you wanted this to happen.
Right.
And he's like, no, and grabs her back and is like, this has to go at my pace. Mm-hmm. And then they proceed to get busy.
Right.
But it is about being him feeling emasculated in other areas in his life.
Right.
Because it's clear. He's like, I want to be in charge. Mm-hmm. I want this to go my way because so many other things aren't that way in his real life.
And that's such a great point because that just proves everything that I said earlier.
Right. Exactly.
And I didn't really, until you said it now, I didn't really get that. But now that you're saying it, it mm-hmm. makes total sense because mm-hmm. he is. He's feeling, you know, downplayed in so many other areas in his life. And he's like, wait a second. If I'm going to do this with you,
right.
I'm going to be in charge mm-hmm. because he needs to feel that. And I think that's another reason why he's pursuing her. Mm-hmm. She's also, and she even kind of said it to him. And I think this was, you know, what they were showing for next episode, but you know, how she wants to be with, cause she's a free spirit, mm-hmm. you know, and he wants that. He's tired of being controlled. And that's what he's been doing in his current relationship with his wife. He's kind of being right. manipulated, kind of being controlled into something. He even said that at the first episode when he was talking to her, he said, I just, you know, I would like to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fine with being a teacher. I don't need to write another book, but I think she, his wife is pushing him mm-hmm. to write another, oh, you got to write another book because again, her father
right.
is that, and she wants to see him successful. He's a good writer. You should do it, even though his heart is not in it.
Right.
You know, so that's a great point. And now I see it. Now I see it. And I think it's interesting. Also, I was going to make a point
yeah.
is in his version, of course, they have sex.
Right.
In Allison's version, you don't see that.
Exactly.
And that's a key factor.
That's a huge portion.
Because
of
this is the first time we've seen that.
Right.
They've just kissed him till this point.
Right.
So, but in his version, he consummates the affair.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in hers, she does not mention it.
Mm-hmm. That's huge. And because she tells the detective in hers, you know, I'm not in an affair at this point. I've
right.
just kissed someone.
Exactly.
And that's not the case, right, according to him. And I feel like that is – that's another portion that I kind of believe him over her, mm-hmm, because why else leave that out?
Right.
You know, or he's not going to add that in just for, you know, kicks and giggles.
Right.
If he's telling the story, then I feel like that's – that definitely happened. Mm-hmm. But – I don't know. It was kind of crazy, which just like outside another part where anybody can walk up.
Yes.
On the beach, you see city lights in the background. Right. It's like, oh, okay. You're just not in the middle of the town.
Right.
But, all right.
And I think too, another point is with the two versions,
yep,
I think with his version, they are a lot more careless. Mm-hmm. And I think that just is attributed to the fact that he's not from there. Whereas in her version, she's a lot more cautious. She kind of overthinks things, you know, in relation to it because she lives there.
Right.
So to the point where she even has the speech that she says, I live here. Mm-hmm. You don't, you know, I have to see these people when you're gone, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So I think that's another, you know, another interesting fact about the two versions.
Definitely a good point. So kind of ending his story after, you know, this happens with her, he goes home, kind of sneaks in the front door, mm-hmm, goes to the bathroom really quick, and he walks in to his wife, one of his sons, and his daughter watching a movie. And in the movie, it's
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's the scene where the car,
yes,
falls out of the window, which I thought was so symbolic.
Now, what did you get from that? Please, okay, I want to know.
He's like, I wish I wrote down exactly what he says in the movie, but he's talking about, oh my gosh. He's like, I'm mad at my dad. He,
right,
left his car. Like, this is important to him.
Right.
This is important to him, not me. And then the car falls out of the window, huge,
right,
accident. And he's like, oh, what did I do? Oh my gosh, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so symbolic to me because he is upset about other things and, you know, maybe like the being controlled thing in his, mm-hmm, life. So he's like, they care about this. They want me to be this way. So I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, dang, something really bad happens, which maybe could be like the reveal or how people find out, or maybe it's a murder, and then it's like life crashed.
Interesting.
Because
interesting,
he said a few times, he's like, my, you know, this is my life, this is my family, I don't want everything to be ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he's entering into something that could potentially or most likely will ruin his family.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was just, I felt like they definitely did that on purpose, which was a great move.
Oh, it was great. And I was thinking the whole time, I was trying to figure out, like, there has to be some symbolism with this.
Mm-hmm.
To pick that movie, to pick that scene, mm-hmm, in the movie, because that was a pivotal, I mean, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
So I love that movie, and that scene is very poignant because, you know, that character continuously was getting, you know, berated by his father and told him to do one thing, mm-hmm, and the other, and he kicks his fancy car down, you know, where they're trying to reverse the miles.
Right.
Which is stupid. But he ends up kicking it and it falls down. It crashes.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's a great point to make. That's a great point to make. And I think too, it's like even when he said, and this was in his version, he was talking about how you know, he thinks about her when she's with his wife.
Yeah.
He thinks about her when she's talking to his kids. Like, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that means she's consuming him, you know, everything about him.
Right.
So to the point where, you know, when you're desperate, you do desperate things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's so enamored with her,
mm-hmm,
that he's like, I don't care. I just have to see you. I don't care who's watching. I don't care what, you know,
right,
to the point. And I think too, like when we're talking about versions and who is more truthful,
mm-hmm,
I do think that he is the aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he is the aggressor because I think not that she's not going along with it,
right,
but I think he's the one that's driving the ship.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think
good
he's driving
point.
The ship because I think he is needing it more than her.
Right. And I completely agree with you. I think him saying that stuff especially,
mm-hmm,
is it's proving that
right,
he needs it, because even in her version, you know, or she wants it, she needs it, same with his, but she doesn't say anything like that.
Right.
She doesn't say anything about like actually starting to have feelings for him, and
mm-hmm,
that he clearly is.
Right.
I almost skipped a huge important part. Him talking to the detective. This is like the final of his. And he's like, I don't even know why you're talking to me. You, mm-hmm, should be talking to Oscar Hodges.
Right.
There have been feuds with the Hodges and the Lockharts,
right,
forever. So that basically tells us that Oscar Hodges is Allison's boss again.
Mm-hmm.
And so that basically tells us that whoever was murdered was a Lockhart, which is Allison's husband is a Lockhart.
Right.
All of his family, they're the Lockharts. So that's huge. We didn't know that at this point.
Right.
So,
well, again, they're just, they're so good about just giving us little bits and pieces.
And then it's like
every single episode and then just cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's a great point to make. And I think a lot of it is stemmed from that thing, that, you know, the argument that happened or the town hall meeting.
Right.
With, you know, Oscar Hodges wanting to build his bowling alley entertainment center.
Right.
What have you. And then, Cole saying, you know, giving the speech about how he's going to be buried here. His son is buried here, mm-hmm. Which Allison had an issue with,
right.
by the way, which, mm-hmm. you know, we're getting into our side. But, yeah, I think it stemmed from that, like mm-hmm. not necessarily happened right after, mm-hmm. but it's definitely stemmed from that. And that just goes more because he was, I mean, in the actual meeting, they were pretty amicable. Mm-hmm. But when he afterwards, I mean, Oscar came storming almost right. to the point to blows.
Right.
To that they were going to fight over what was said. Mm-hmm. So that just puts more fuel into the fact that there was a feud going on. Mm-hmm. And that's been going on for a long time. You think right. of the Hatfields and the McCoys. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought of when I first heard that. So I'm like, ah. Mm. So
maybe Oscar Hodges is the murderer.
I don't know.
We shall see.
We shall see.
Okay. So part two, Allison's part. Mm-hmm. You know, like we've said this whole time, so different from Noah's part. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely taking off in this episode like it hasn't before in the previous ones. So obviously she starts off on the deck. She's singing, you know, seems relatively happy, which is not normal for her in her parts of the episode anyway. And she says, you know, talks to Cole about she's going back to work. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I just thought that she was a waitress and that's right. what she did. But she goes to the hospital. We learn she's, I guess, some sort of nurse. Mm-hmm. She had, I guess, worked in pediatrics before, and they're asking her if she wants to go back to pediatrics or if she wants somewhere else. She says surgical, maybe neuro, but there's nothing open. There's only something open in pediatrics at this point.
Well, it was a portion of pediatrics.
Right.
But it had to do with pediatrics.
Right. So, you know, obviously her huge, the reason why she's so depressed is because of the loss of her baby that we mm-hmm. still don't know, you know, how she lost it or how it died. But she sees a mom and a son. The son has cancer mm-hmm. and gets sick while she's sitting there. And mm-hmm. you can just tell that this is, you know, doing some stuff to her, which, right. you know, same to, it could not, like, not depress her even more because right. she's clearly seeing, that's a huge emotional moment right there. And it was that, like, with me, I just sat there so still with chills the whole time because you see this little kid so sick. Mm-hmm. And I just knew, I'm like, oh, she's not coming back to work. But so she takes, I guess, her boss's card and breaks mm-hmm. into the medicine room. I thought she was breaking into the medicine room to steal, like, some Xanax or something. I'm like, she's depressed. Oh, no, she's going to start popping pills. This right. is going to get even worse. But so she leaves the hospital without telling anyone, and we see her go to the beach where she sits on that rock and kind of throwing around shells, and mm-hmm. then that's where we see her cut herself for the first right. time, and then you see all the scars. And that we learn that she was actually stealing stuff to heal the wound. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like antiseptic and right. Band-Aids and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing we learned tonight, that she is, you know, she's so depressed that she is actually physically harming herself. And she's clearly done it a lot of times because there were right. a lot of scars
there was
down
a lot
her
of,
leg.
A lot of marks. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a very poignant portion mm-hmm. Leading up to this point because this gave us a couple of things, mm-hmm. you know, first, you know, where she worked prior, what she did prior, how she worked in that environment. Mm-hmm. But it also shows us that she's not ready. You know, the whole point about pediatrics is because I believe her child.
Right.
And her reeling from the death of her child. Mm-hmm. So to go to pediatrics is going to trigger all these memories with mm-hmm. these sick children, which is why I think she had, you know, the problem
right.
with seeing the sick child there. Mm-hmm. And then to see, again, like you said, breaking in and then going to the beach, she's been cutting.
Right.
So that just shows that she's also doing harm to herself mm-hmm. due to probably the depression that she's had.
Right.
So it just showed a lot of her character mm-hmm. and what she's about. Because my thing, when we first saw her in the restaurant, I thought that's what she did. Like,
right.
all the time. But it sounded like she just went to that because, and we see also, and it's kind of, it was kind of a bonding moment. I kind of took it as somewhat like a morbid bonding moment, if mm-hmm. I could, when she was with Oscar and he was talking to her and he's like, hey, can I leave early?
Right.
I said, he's like, well, you just got here, mm-hmm. you know, and her whole thing was like, yeah, but I got to go. And he's like, well, you know, just make sure you have my back at the, you know, the forum mm-hmm. that they have, town hall meeting. And so, but the whole thing is that he said that, you know, we've known each other. There was a point that they've known each other for a long, long long time.
Oh yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, and it sounds like that they have history, not that they've done anything, mm-hmm. but that they probably were good friends.
Right.
So I took that as probably when she, you know, lost the child mm-hmm. and quit her job or what have you, he took her in.
He did it as a favor.
As a favor.
Good point.
And which is also why he kind of treats her the way she does. It's kind of mm-hmm. like what you would do with kind of a sister.
Right.
That, you know, like, oh, get away from her. You know what I'm saying? Because I just thought he was a jerk.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
Which he is. Yeah. Let's keep it real. But it just makes more sense as to why he acts that way to her. Because at the end of the day, he really does care for her. And yeah. that moment showed me that.
That's true. I didn't even think about that until just now. So great point. You're good. The whole time I'm thinking while she's at the hospital still, though, I'm like, this, you're obviously still so depressed. This is right. kind of like the dumbest move in the entire right. world to go back right now. Which she said, you know, she says to Cole in the beginning, she's like, I can't work for Oscar forever. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she wants to move on with her life. She needs to move on with her life. But I'm like, there's no way. Just with her, she shows all the time her mm-hmm. vulnerability. So right. I just thought, I'm like, there's no way this is going to work. And we obviously see that it doesn't. After she goes, we see her on the beach and everything. She goes to work mm-hmm. and, she, you know, having a bad day, talks to Oscar. That's where we learn about his bowling alley plans, which mm-hmm. was, you know, a huge thing in the book. Something I thought that was interesting as well was that I think it's kind of, funny that Noah is writing a book about, the commercialization of Montauk. Obviously it has a love story in it, but mm-hmm. how people are bringing in all these businesses and, that it's just, you know, not good for the city. And, Cole feels, Allison's husband feels the exact same way mm-hmm. because he's so against Oscar's plan. So I'm right. like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But, so I guess he's going to build what he called an entertainment center next right. to the restaurant. Basically, I guess it's going to be a bar that has a bowling alley. Mm-hmm. And he asks, Allison to support him, to have his back. And she definitely doesn't say no. Mm-hmm. She does say, you know, like, why would I do that? But, I got the sense that she was going to have his back. And then they go into the town hall meeting that night and, you know, she doesn't say anything, but I knew she wasn't going to say anything.
So you thought she was going to have his back?
I thought she wasn't. I didn't think she would, but I didn't think that she necessarily would be completely against it.
Well, the way I took it, because I want to say at some point when he said that, mm-hmm. she said, like, you know, I can't.
Oh, yeah, she
meaning,
did. She,
meaning, you know, because her husband,
right.
She has to side with him.
Right.
And there's obviously, as we know, they have that feud. Mm-hmm. And he was obviously not knowing, we didn't know what he was going to say.
Right.
How much against it he was going to be. Mm-hmm. But her whole thing, it sounds like because of their history, mm-hmm. she was just like, dude, you know. And I think she really liked the plan. Like,
right.
I think she was
so
with it. Uh-huh. But I think the issue was, is that because she knew that her husband would not be, mm-hmm. she's like, I want to be able to support you, but I really can't.
Right.
Which would in turn, why it makes sense why she couldn't really back him up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely makes sense. We also see him tell her, this is leading into another huge difference between the two stories. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, a guy was here looking for you earlier. He left a note on the board. Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen before. The note says, it's like, I need your help with something. Call
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where she goes to the library mm-hmm. and sees Noah, which
right.
we did not see in his portion whatsoever. I thought,
correct.
Like I said, I thought it was a coincidence. And so they're sitting at the table with each other, kind of chatty. And he just leans in and like lightly kisses her like they, you know,
right.
weren't.
Like they're a
public,
couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she definitely seems super, you know, she's jumpy. She kisses him, but she,
right.
you know, you see her looking around like, where is anybody looking? But so then they see they look at the book that I guess was her grandfather's. Mm-hmm, and that's where mm-hmm. she says, her grandfather was a storyteller. He reminds me a lot of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of, you know, how, like we said in his portion, they're like, oh, honest face. And this one,
right.
she's like, you're a storyteller.
Right. You're a liar.
Basically, exactly.
Case in point, you're
your
a liar.
Life.
Right.
So that's library scene, totally, completely different. And they go, they do go to the marina.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, they kind of like go off to the side, they kiss. And she says again, like, this can't happen. He's like, you're right, it can't.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be friends.
Right.
But if this happens, whatever.
Right.
And we see them, you know, do their whole super public thing again. But at this, you know, they're ending it. It's not going to happen again. But obviously, it's going to continue happening.
Right.
But so she also, in the thing, at the end of that day, she invites him. Or not, yeah, or she's like, hey, we have this town hall meeting,
yeah,
which didn't happen earlier,
right.
or she didn't like outright invite him. He
right.
just like heard about it and then
and
ended up going.
Go.
And so, you know, we learn later in the episode that Noah did not go to the town hall meeting
right.
in her version. But so at the town hall, at the meeting, we learn a lot of stuff. And Cole clearly does not like Mr. Oscar Hodges' plan.
Not at all.
And I don't know. What did you do you think that the bowling alley would be a good idea? I think from the vibe that I got, like, it's definitely not going to happen. So I guess we'll learn in later episodes if right. that like builds even more tension, if it does or if it doesn't.
Well, I think for as far as that's concerned, I it's funny because when I'm watching it, I see what is it? Oscar, you know, make his pitch mm-hmm. about what he wants to do, bring that to the town, what have you. It's going to generate money. You know, everyone's doing it. The tourists are going to want to do it. They're going to love it.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, when the person, you know, one of the guys stands up and says, I agree with him mm-hmm. because he's been going to the lobster roll forever since he right. was a kid. So he's like, if he wants to do that, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we see Cole get up and give his, you know, his speech mm-hmm. about that. And for part of me, even though I don't really like Cole, mm-hmm. As a character, I kind of sided with him
yeah.
because I saw where he was coming from. Mm-hmm. He was like, my family's been here for generations. This is a small community, mm-hmm. you know, know each other or what have you. My son is buried here. I think he kind of went too far with that one.
Right.
I'm going to be buried here. You know, I want to keep it the way it is. You know, this local town that has, you know, people come in for the summer. Mm-hmm. He wants to keep it that way. And I could see, and I guess I was siding with him because I could see where he was coming from. He was coming from a heartfelt place. It wasn't like he was like, oh, we need to be broke or we right. shouldn't be making money, because obviously they all have businesses. They all have to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. But it sounded like, because Oscar seems like he's very much more, you know, about the dollar, mm-hmm. And about the money and not about the community. Whereas it seemed like Cole is more about the community. That's how I felt. I really, you know, sided with him
yeah.
in between the two of those. Mm-hmm. But it was an interesting way to see kind of how that feud is.
Right.
And it's probably been going on for it just because they were kind of comparing notes. It was like, mm-hmm. well, I've been here my whole, I was like, well, I've been here too.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was like, they both come from the same source. You know, this is, they're born and bred in this town. Their families have been here for generations, but they obviously have two different ways they want to go.
Right. That's what, whenever he made the point, or he said, you know, my son's buried here, I want to be buried by my son. That's when, I was like, well, it doesn't matter what Allison was going to say, if she was going to support Oscar or if she wasn't, you know, everything's dead at that point, because she's not going to say anything because she's going to be so shooken up, which right. we clearly see later. But I completely agree with you. I think that, you know, Cole, he made the case. And at first I was like, oh, you know, when the guy stood up and supported Oscar, I was like, you know, you do have to develop. Progress mm-hmm. is a good thing, and mm-hmm. a lot of people can see that and can see change as a negative thing, especially in a small town like that. But then, you know, Cole completely changed my mind, and mm-hmm. I feel like it's not going to happen. And from the fight that happened after, I feel like that was basically telling us that it's not going to happen either. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, that's adding a lot of fuel to that Oscar Hodges Lockhart's feud that Correct. Apparently is going on. So, you know, still just giving us more information and maybe a few more suspects mm-hmm. for the murder once we find out whoever it is, whichever Lockhart that it most likely was.
Right.
So, because I feel like at this point we're just thinking, oh, it was either Noah or it was Allison, whoever mm-hmm. killed this person that they're speaking about.
Right.
So I feel like they're doing a really good job of laying the groundwork of giving us a few more suspects mm-hmm. and, you know, not making it outright like, oh, it's obvious that this person did it.
Right.
But I kind of liked Oscar's, you know, I liked how enthusiastic he was about mm-hmm. the entire project. And I kind of liked his character coming in a little more because, you know, basically we've only had like three or four, or really kind of three characters. Mm-hmm. So I like the addition of him. I mean, he's obviously going to be an annoyance, but.
Yeah. I think with me, and I think it was last episode when, you know, he kind of showed his true colors a bit, because he obviously, you know, he's I don't want to say it's kind of bad what he's going through, because we see last episode, he's kind of down on his luck.
Right.
A lot. And he's like sleeping in his office because the girls went to go get their check. And you know, they're like, are you sleeping in your office? He's like, maybe. So, and this is another, you know, reason when we saw, like I was saying before about the relationship with Allison and Oscar, how it goes back, you know, long before.
Right.
And it was like, he kind of, you know, gave this little spiel about how he was doing that. And they kind of had another kind of moment, you know, where, you know, that they have history. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I kind of feel bad for him, but at the same time, I really don't, because I think that, again, he's all about pushing himself and his agenda,
right?
Not for the soul, you know, because you see how he treats his employees and all this stuff. And he's kind of brash and a little chauvinistic, you know. So far, that's what we've seen.
Right.
So that's why I'm just like, you know, you're going through hard times. Okay. But you still don't have to act that way.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's interesting, but he does have people backing him. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think more people will be for Cole and for the Lockharts if you want to bring up families.
Right.
Because I don't see him having any support by any family. We haven't seen anybody else, you know, come up from his family.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I agree too. So in the very end of her episode, we see her in bed with Cole. And he, you know, like we said earlier, she does the whole like don't wake up thing, and then whatever happens.
Right.
And it's just kind of like tying it back in, and they're still with each other. But that's where we learn that he, that Noah didn't go to the town hall meeting, but texted her about it. So totally, completely different. And then, you know, at the very end, when she's talking to the detective again, she says the thing about, I have to, she's like, oh, can I go? He needs to stay a little longer. And she says the thing about her baby. So she mentions that she obviously has another child at this point. So,
Which she said before.
Yes.
At the first episode.
So, kind of leading us into predictions. Yes, you got any good stuff for me?
Let's see.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay. So I believe in going into the next episode, I see them giving more information. I don't know if they'll give us the whole story because of how they're doing this, teasing us. But I think we'll get more information about the baby.
Right.
Her baby, how the baby died. I think they're going to give us more information about that. I think we're also going to see more of the feud, like how we saw Oscar prevalent in this episode.
Right.
I think we're going to see, now that he's mentioned that, I think we're going to see more of this feud. And of course, we have to get more information about who was murdered. We know it was a man. We feel like it's one of the Lockharts.
Right.
So I think we'll get more, because I told you, as we talked about last time in the last episode, we see her walking, which looks like she's walking towards the crime scene. So it looks like they kind of doubled back a little bit in this particular episode and kind of gave some groundwork. But I think we're going to see more about that. So I think it's just, my prediction is they're just going to show us more.
Exactly. I think so too. No, I agree with everything you said. I think that we're definitely going to learn more about the baby. I think that we're maybe learn a little bit more about the murder. I feel like it's going to be his brother for some reason. I feel like it's going to be Scotty, because they introduced him. You see a little like animosity.
And there's some tension, yeah.
I feel like it could be him. So we'll see next week.
Yeah.
I'm excited too. Yeah. Well, where can everyone find you on social media?
Well, you can find me at The Poet Saint, and that's on Twitter and Instagram all day, every day.
Awesome. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant. Thank y'all for watching. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.